Okay, guys, welcome to another installment of Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And today we're going to have an interesting guest. We're going to have Alan Watt on, an expert on the New World Order, as well as the mind control that we have on the TV. We're going to be talking about that and maybe Freemasonry. Who knows where it'll go? The man's an endless resource of information, so we'll just take it wherever the wind blows us, I guess. Before I introduce them, as always, just go over a few quick announcements. By the way, tomorrow is the big day for the 9/11 Truth Movement. Rosie O'Donnell on The View is going to be having some 9/11 truthers, the makers of the Loose Change documentary, as well as William Rodriguez, someone I'm going to be having on the show here myself before too long. And again, keep in mind, this is probably the biggest exposure. In fact, it will be the biggest yet exposure the 9/11 Truth Movement has gotten at one given time in this country. She has an audience of roughly 30 million people. That's one-tenth of this country's population that's going to be exposed to 9/11 Truth tomorrow. So this is a major, major breakthrough. Again, providing that her plane doesn't crash between now and then, or she doesn't wind up shooting herself in the head twice or three times, as is usually the case with people that expose the corruptions and crimes of this illegitimate, unelected regime. Anyway, looking forward to that tomorrow. Should be pretty interesting. I'm hoping to be commenting on it, although I'm not going to have too much time tomorrow. I'll get a couple interesting guests. In fact, one of the guests tomorrow is going to be Ron Paul's campaign chairman. So you won't want to miss that. Going to have some interesting discussions with him about campaign strategies, how they're going to override the blackballing that they're getting, the stonewalling that they're getting by the media and by the GOP in the debates, how Ron Paul is being downplayed in polls that are being taken. You know, Zogby last week actually said that he's gotten zero support. Zero. Astonishing, where he's been winning all the debates across the board, and they say zero support. These scoundrels are unbelievable. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. Anyway, just a reminder, we're offering the Freedom to Fascism DVD by Aaron Russo here on here at RBN. You can get that by calling 1-800-724-2719 or by going to Republic Broadcast Network, republicbroadcasting.org, sorry. Also, my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, as well as The New World Disorder, are now available on lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. And they're much cheaper. I'm able to offer them much cheaper than I was with my local publisher. You can get the printed copies. You can order them right there at Lulu for roughly $15 each. Or you can actually download an online version. Those are going about $6 a piece, so it's very affordable, very cheap, and you will find that they're absolutely jam-packed with information. The New World Disorder study is almost 300 pages long, 8.5 by 11 format. It's just, I have been collecting documents and quotes for the past maybe 16 years or so pertaining to the New World Order, and I've crammed this thing with the absolute best resources to prove beyond any doubt that there is, in fact, a conspiracy for world government. The same with the 9/11 study, just jam-packed with information, fully referenced at the end. All the documentation is all there, hundreds and hundreds of resources. So, again, lulu.com, L-U-L-U. You can find them by searching for my name, Charles Giuliani, or the books by name. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back with Alan Watt. Should be very interesting.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Back with Truth Hurts Radio, your host Charlie Giuliani. We got there. One of the great blessings of modern technology. As good as it is, boy, it can sure be a pain in the rump sometimes. Anyway, let's hope we don't have that again. As I was saying, which nobody heard because I didn't realize I was cut off yet. There's always like a delay there when I get cut off, and I'm talking to open air. I just want to make mention of our website, truthhertz.com. That's H-E-R-T-Z, of course. I posted an interesting post on there last night. Well, I'll let you go and read it yourself, but it's about the NIST report. The name of it is the NIST Scamming Us? You might want to go check that out and read just what a ridiculous hoax the NIST report really is. And then while you're at it, go look up...
Guys, I think we got our technical difficulties resolved here. Sorry about that. Seems to be happening a lot more frequently lately. Much to the dismay of the boys at the NSA, if they were the ones behind this, I'm now coming in over the phone line, so their tamperings with Skype aren't going to stop the show. Anyway, as I was saying, the website, if people want to go and check out... my latest posting is very interesting. It's about the NIST report showing what a complete fraud it is. You can go and check that out. It's called, Is the NIST Scamming Us? You also might want to check out Stephen Jones's latest paper. Just go Google it, Stephen Jones. You can type in steel globules or steel spheres, and you'll see his latest report. He did an analysis of some of the dust that he was able to get samples of from the World Trade Center, and it shows without a doubt now, not that we had any doubt before, but now, you know, the evidence is absolutely conclusive, irrefutable scientific evidence that explosives were used. You don't get globules of steel like that, and along with the presence of sulfur too, for that matter, unless there were explosives used. In fact, specifically thermate is what he detected. All the fingerprints, all the signatures of thermate are present from the tests he's done, both on pieces of steel and now the dust. So you might want to go check that out and see what's going on here, folks. This is totally being suppressed. The mainstream media isn't covering this at all. No other mainstream scientists or academic institutions are taking him up on his challenge, you know, to look at this, look at his findings, to independently examine some other pieces of debris and samples of dust that he's gotten collected. Nobody wants to do it, and it's obvious why. So anyway, just wanted to mention that. All right, guys, with no further ado, let me introduce our guest today. It's Mr. Alan Watt, researcher, expert on the New World Order, on Freemasonry, on mind control, and many other interesting subjects. Welcome to the show, Alan.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been listening off and on. I belong to a chat forum called Pal Talk. And quite often people come in and play your tapes in the room, so I've gotten familiar with you and your work through that. And, yeah, I got to say, it's very interesting. You've covered a lot of different subjects. So there's, you know, any number of directions we can go, maybe all of them today. 2 hours isn't much time to cover much of anything, but if we could just jump around the map a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know one thing that's interests me particularly is this aspect of the New World Order of mind control, the way that the public is being manipulated, and sometimes in ways so subtle that most people have no idea it's even going on. But it's done through, you know, the entertainment media, even the commercials.
It's everything. It's everything which a person thinks is normal. Your whole culture, everything that you enjoy, your fiction, your nonfiction, the formats, the sequences which is laid out on television, media, magazines. We're given our topics to think about. We're trained to believe media is there, in fact, to do our thinking for us. People really expect them to be there to tell them what really is happening. That's the myth. Prior to the 1950s, people were very suspicious of all media because they knew the big media barons had their biases and formats to go along. So they did a great propaganda job, again, through Hollywood that churned out movies on these eager reporters exposing the stories and getting it to the people. That was all propaganda, as is most drama on television. And it's worked very well. Zbigniew Brzezinski, whose speciality really was to do with think tanks, to do with mind control, electronic and otherwise, said in one of his books that shortly the public will be unable to reason for themselves. They will expect the media to do the reasoning for them. Well, that's been accomplished for most people.
Between Two Ages, I think, was the book that he said that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what people do, isn't it? They just put their minds in neutral.
They're trained to. See, all mammals look towards an adult to show them dangerous signals of what is out there that's harmful to them. And if your parents don't know, if it's been successful in one generation, then the next generation that's born into it think that everything that exists in their system is therefore natural, it's naturally evolved. And that's the beauty of it. One generation is all it takes. It's a second one that's your complete victim. It works very well.
Now, I'd like to think on shows like this that we are, in fact, influencing people, but for a good purpose, not to manipulate them, not to control them, not to blind them, but to open their eyes.
Yeah, and it's hard even because most people don't truly get out the matrix. They wake up in level one. They get off the floor a bit when they realize their lives or personally are going to be impacted by changes that they see coming. But they still don't get the whole story. They still think if we just vote the right guy in, it'll all change. They have no idea that government for over 100 years at the top management levels of government, it already was working towards complete globalism and a new system of society.
Yeah, this system has been in place for a really long time. The only reason why people are now becoming aware of it is just that they're moving so fast, but it's not new.
It's not new. And people just think, well, it's the ones who are in power now that are doing it all, but that's not true at all. The ones in power now are placed there and have been vetted long before the public hear their names to even vote for, and they've been vetted by an elite above them. And it's all been exposed. Even Carl Quigley exposed it, and Tragedy and Hope, and the Anglo-American establishment.
Right.
And he wrote that in the 1960s. He said that it's already been in place for over 50 years. That was back then.
And what's interesting about him is he was an insider. You know, he was writing as someone who actually had no aversion to this goal, just that he didn't like it was so secretive.
Well, he was actually the historian for the CFR, so he had all the records,
Right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Alan Watt. Very interesting revelations coming up.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
All right, guys. We're back here on Truth Hurts. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking with Alan Watt. Just to let the studio know, I guess I'm getting a message from my friends in Pal Talk listening in that the feed isn't coming through very clear. It keeps breaking and looping.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully that's something that they can resolve. Anyway, yeah, Alan, we're talking about the media, talking about their manipulation. But it's not just the media, is it? We're looking at... organized religion complicit in this. We're looking at education.
All of it. Everything that you think is normal that you've been brought up with. Yeah.
And, again, you can trace all of this back over the past 100 years. You know, you had John Dewey. I mean, they were busy hiring people.
Even before Dewey, I think it was Manning was the guy that trained Dewey. And they'd already decided then about getting a world government together run by science, experts in science, as it should be, they claimed, and to get rid of all superstition, which is religion, as those terms they used and still use, and to make the world more efficient to serve the system. Now, they have no problem with a dominant minority running the world. It's always been that way. And they have no problem with a hired scientific elite which helps keep it all under control. And that includes all of the science, that's medicine, psychology, psychiatry, everything.
Sure. Oh, yeah, we're lied to about a whole lot of things in a whole lot of different areas, not just politics.
Yeah, it was about the 1950s. they made the big push towards separating religion. That was necessary because religions in all forms really are there to give an individual a sense of right and wrong according to their conscience and their deity, whichever it happens to be in any culture. And they have to separate that to make government the only power that you would be afraid of, because government was to become overtly aggressive and dictatorial as opposed to be there to be your public servant. They've forgotten what public servants are, and so have the public. We now accept that they are somehow superior, and now government agencies dictate directly to the individual, and there's no one to stand in their way. There's no organizations. There's no social cohesive forces that you'd find in religious bodies to really stand in the way of the government's authority directly over an individual.
And yet here they are downplaying, you know, religion as a whole, the religion of the masses, but they have their own little twisted religious agenda, don't they?
They do. They do. And it's an old, old one, because psychopaths in general, all down through the ages, will always get to the same stage where if they define what is a god, they're sitting chanting to each other and laughing about all the tricks they play on the public. What is a god? A god has all power over people, over life and death, if you can live and die. Who can breed? Who can't breed? Who takes the lion's share of the wealth and lives in luxury? And who doesn't? So technically, to themselves, they are gods, as defined by... I mean, gods is a generic term that covers all. All gods in the past have been just that, gods, you see. And of course, we know that the ancient kings, not so much ancient either, right up through into the present royalty, they represented God on earth. They were the sovereign with God's power on earth. So it's not hard to see how this developed a long time ago. But it was introduced with a quirk, which was the introduction of money. Money is their system. There's winners and losers in a moneyed system, in banking, in credit, and debt, and compound interest. It's a phony science, but it's a psychopathic, anti-human system.
It's really a tool of enslavement, is what it is.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. We find that he who has the gold makes the rules, you know. And it doesn't matter if it's gold or porcupine quills or shells, as long as one person or a few have the right to dictate how much is worth today, then those down below have to obey them. The whole system is set up so that you can't get away or survive without money. You just can't do it today.
I mean,
right away you go.
It's so hard to get people to understand even one aspect of this, but to get them to see the big picture, to step back and panoramically look at the whole thing and see how we are literally manipulated from every conceivable angle. Everything is a rigged game.
Everything is. It truly is a rigged game. Even your formats of education, some of the worst people to get through are those who've gone through the latest university courses, because it never dawns on them they're being lied to. What they're being told is all exciting to them, because it's made to sound exciting. It doesn't occur to them that a lot of what they've been told is either lies or slanted in a way to shape their minds to come to preordained conclusions. This is all science, of course. It's like Plato's cave. If you have them all stuck in one place and tell them they're superior and they're now illumined, which is what alumni are, then they'll believe it. And arrogance is the greatest thing to blind a person from any further research for themselves.
Did you say the alumni?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, I never thought of that, the connection there, but even that word is has little overtones to it.
That's what it is. It's all illumined, yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Now, you know, a good case in point with this is, of course, the NIST report, which I'm sure you're familiar with,
mm-hmm.
and the degree of just scandalous statements that have no semblance of anything that could be called scientific. I mean, my 8-year-old daughter can see through this, and yet it's being pawned off as a scientific report. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we can pick up from there and talk some more about that. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hey, guys. Back again, Truth Hurts Radio. Just wanted to remind you, one of my friends there from across the pond over in England has a great website, which actually contains a lot of Alan Watts material. You can check that out at ccc-media.110mb.com. Again, that's ccc-media.110mb.com. And you can download, as well as Alan Watts material, a lot of other interesting New World Order related, 9/11 related, conspiracy related documentaries. Okay, yeah, Mr. Watt, before the break, we were talking about the NIST report as a good example of how, you know, the lies are so obvious there that, you know, people can see just how much we're scammed by people that, you know, we've been trained to look up to and respect as great learned, well-credentialed, and they are well-credentialed, but being well-credentialed does not exempt you from being a liar, does it?
Not at all. I mean, it's a very old trick, and it's no surprise, really. In the olden days, they bring a bishop out or someone to with all his finery on in a day of poverty, and the people would respect that. They respect power and wealth. They're trained to, actually. In fact, the more exaggerated you make the gap between rich and poor, the more the poor respect the wealth, and they bow down to it. In fact, it creates an abnormal craving to get up there.
You'd think it'd be the other way around, but actually it isn't.
It isn't. Even the worst abusers, like old Rockefeller, when he'd had the militia come out and gunned down the miners in their tents when they went on strike, they brought in two PR men.
when I became the Prime Minister of Canada, that was a part of his reward. Afterwards, the other guy was Gates, who was a relative of Bill Gates, a predecessor. And they redressed old Rockefeller up as a great philanthropist, a great man, and took him around the working camps. And sure enough, the people who survived being gunned down were all groveling towards him.
It's astonishing. Kick me harder.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at Giuliani. I mean, people are finally coming around and seeing Bush for what he is, but for the longest time, they were hailing this guy as their hero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the chief orchestrators of the attacks.
Mm-hmm. Well, Giuliani went over to England and got knighted afterwards. They all do, you know, when they serve their purpose and the great work. That's what it's all about. And Kissinger did it. They all do it.
Yeah, Daddy Bush. Senior, and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has Junior been knighted, too?
Not yet. They'll wait till he's out.
Yeah. After he's completed his loyal service.
That's right.
As the unelected dictator.
And I've no doubt some of the advisors that are even more important than him will get the rewards, too. They generally, it's the advisors who are really the bosses.
Right.
Over the front man who's a puppet. He doesn't write his scripts. In fact, when he wanders from a script, he always puts his foot in his mouth. But he can read a script well if he sticks to it.
Right. Yeah, they'll just thank him for his nodding approval, but he didn't come out with anything.
Not at all, no.
Yeah.
So it's a horse and pony show. It's just a drama for the public as they get guided towards this. However, advisors across the Western world to all prime ministers and presidents obviously are all connected from the same source because they all push their front men to sign the latest agendas at the same time in every country. So there's
and now here you have
here.
Leaders like Putin, you know, that at least on the surface seem to be great, you know, speaking against Bush. But, I mean, we're dealing with a puppet there too as well, aren't we?
It's all drama, absolutely. You know, I think he's changed his name 3 times so far. they're just playing games for the public.
Like professional wrestling.
Quigley said the same thing. He said that, and back in the 60s he said that for over 50 years, he says, it's not important that all politicians are in on the agenda. All the lower ones are allowed a lower form of competing, all the houses or parties, or for their own personal rewards.
Right.
It's important that the ones at the top, the high cabinets, are pre-selected for the global agenda in every country. That's how it is.
Well, all they're competing for, like you said, is just own personal aggrandizement to see who is going to get to serve the agenda.
To serve it and get up the rung of the ladder.
Yeah.
I mean, which multimillionaire do you want to vote for, the left wing or the right wing? I mean,
yeah, right.
You know, they're all lawyers.
My. I mean, it's so obvious today. I just can't imagine how people can't see it, but there really are still some mindless drones.
Yeah. When Margaret Thatcher was in Britain, she was married to Dennis, her little man Dennis. And both of them had been big-time real estate lawyers before she was picked to go in to be prime minister. And she just happened to make laws for new military bases. And just before she picked them, her husband always managed to grab the land that the government then had to buy back from him about 10 times the price to build these bases. These scams go on all down through history because the general public to them are the profane, they are the sheep, and it's up to them being the big shepherds to fleece them. That's what a shepherd does. He doesn't keep sheep because he likes them. You know,
to what would you attribute the extensive, pervasive apathy, not just in this country, but again, around the world? I mean, here you could say, yeah, maybe it's the Prozac, it's Fox News, but in other countries, you don't really have maybe the equivalent of Prozac, I guess, but not the extensive use of it like you have here. You know, is it chemtrails, which we do know are being used everywhere?
It's a combination of early inoculations. The inoculations, I don't believe now, after going over the history of them, were actually for the purposes they claim. The doctors don't know that inject you or the nurses. They take it all in faith. It's all faith-based. They don't even have the capacity to analyze what's in those injections.
And even if they did, why would they? Because they believe it as much as the public does, right?
They do, and they're trained to, and every generation in medicine is trained in a different way. I mean, doctors today come right out of school believing that one in two people have always died of cancer. they don't know that, that the previous generation, it was 1 in 4 and back in 1 in 1,000s. So that's how easily they're trained. It's intergenerational training. You simply eradicate the last bunch of facts and give them a new bunch of facts, and they adopt it without question. It's quite simple. It doesn't occur to you in university you're being lied to.
Yeah, they're just as dumbed down, albeit with PhDs, but they're just as dumbed down. They're just, in fact, they're more indoctrinated when they get their PhDs.
They are. It's hard, as I say, to arrogance can blind a person, an ego, and it works very well. I've had some professors myself talk to me, and from different places, telling me about the archives of history, and only about 1 in 60-odd gets a chance to actually get into real archives, the stuff that the big boys have access to. And no wonder, because it's all top secret. If the public knew what was really going on, not just now, but previously, there would be hell to pay. And they know it at the top.
Well, who was it? Russell.
Bertrand Russell.
Bertrand Russell, yeah. He said that the public will not be allowed to know how their opinions have been formulated.
That's correct. And long before him, Madame Blavatsky said the same thing in the 1800s, because she met some of the families that were eventually sent over to take over the Fabian Society, the Astors, etc. And they told her they already had these sciences figured out of social control, manipulation, and obedience.
My, my, my. Yeah, she was one of the founders, if you will, of this whole operation.
The upfront person. I don't think she knew so much herself. She's more of an actress.
Right. You're a parrot, I guess you could say.
Yeah, a bit of a stage magician and not very good at that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But nevertheless, her writings have been very influential.
Yeah.
People recognizing her.
Whoever really wrote them, you know, whoever really wrote them. But they're all Masonic, and even the ones who took over, Besant.
Oh, Alice Bailey, too.
Yeah, but Besant was interesting, because Besant is the name of the Knights Templar's crest. It's a Besant. So even that, she was the daughter of Lord Besant. There's an aristocracy all through it, you see.
Right.
They throw this stuff in front of the public, and they rattle it off and never realize what they're even saying most of the time. they love the little jokes, yeah.
Yeah, people attribute them as being these great intellectuals when, yeah, in reality, she's probably copying from one book to another.
Yeah, and not even her. They're ghostwritten. I mean, Blavatsky claimed herself, you know, all this rubbish. It was to get the women in, actually, the working class women who were, there was lots of them in Europe at that time. It was to separate the old religion, start destroying the old religion, mix the Eastern philosophies with Western before they arrived at the present scientific age. But Blavatsky did say that their purpose was to blend spirit with science. And when you see what science can do today, it's everything that people used to attribute to spirit or supernatural forces.
And it's interesting, because at that same time, you had several major religious sects springing up in this country, many of which are still around today, that began with a so-called prophet that got visions. You know, you had your Joseph Smith with the Mormons, Charles Russell.
Mason.
Yeah. Right, he was a Mason, yeah, and he incorporated a lot of Masonic ideas into the Mormon religion.
Yes, and so was Russell. Russell's buried under a pyramid. They put it across from the Masonic Lodge with the number 666 on the side, too. Yeah.
And then you had Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. She was into the mesmerism and more occultism. You had the Seventh-day Adventists founded by Ellen White. Her husband, James White, was a Mason.
Yeah, all of these people were. Casey Wood, too, his grandfather was a very high Mason, and he taught Casey all the stuff that he was to bring out eventually. So the
ability
to fascinate us and mystify us, break our ties with the old, which, by the way, I mean, I personally think their ancestors gave us the old religions, too. And they were simply updating their system into the new, and they have to get us all on board and mystified and going along with it. Then in the 60s, they put the cap on it when they put the Beatles over to India with the Maharishi Yogi, and that was the complete blending of the old religion with Indian philosophy, Eastern philosophy, bringing us to this stage now where we're now guided through science, which is very much akin to the Hindu philosophies.
And many bands after them followed suit, of course.
That's it. And the massive simultaneous amount of publications that hit the book racks immediately on yoga and God knows what else, a thousand million things, aspect, out-of-body experience, all that stuff that fascinates people. It was all designed long ago to enslave the minds.
And so it's no accident that you're seeing mainstream denominations today.
No.
Following suit, and in fact, I think they have more of a powerful influence dumbing people down and keeping them compliant than even the media or the education system.
Yeah, I mean, see, we are social creatures, and that's what it's all founded upon. We have these tremendous social instincts. At one time, they claimed we were autonomous. In other words, each person could survive individually on their own. And then we either were forced to or somehow, I think personally it was the introduction of money and commerce, and with a system, an old system that came back again, that took over. And then we became social creatures, forced to be social, but they needed strong religions to keep us in the social structure of theirs. And conformity is part of being a social creature. Culture is fluid, it's plastic, it's what's ever given to you at that time is the normal. Is the culture, and it's scientifically designed. Even Plato talked about it 2,300 years ago, that all culture is approved and given from the top down. Any true culture coming up from the grassroots, not under control of an elite, could have ripple effects and ultimately throw everything apart.
Right. So, I mean, you know, there really is nothing out there, and this is a point I'm always making in my talks, that there's no avenue of society. The only thing area of study that I haven't yet found any infiltration with is math. But maybe there is. I don't know. Yeah. Mathematics. But other than that, I mean, there really is no field of study out there that has not been corrupted and perverted.
No, it's not. Even mathematics. I mean, Bertrand Russell did major thesis on mathematics. He wanted to turn the new language into a pure mathematical language for the new age. And what he was really referring to was what's going to happen shortly, starting now. They want to put brain implants, chips in, and the mathematical language that would go along with it, which would eventually displace all previous oral languages.
Well, you know, I'll say this. My daughter comes home with homework, and they're teaching a new way now to add and subtract that's totally alien, totally different from how they've, you know, taught it in previous generations. And I can only conclude this is designed to confuse the parents.
Yes.
So they can't assist their kids because they don't understand the new method. And it also confuses the kid because it makes it a lot more complicated than what it needs to be. So I have to say that
what it was actually discussed back in Dewey's day. And they did follow through in what they said. In the 1970s, mainly, they did a completely new revamp of the way they taught the language and writing and spelling. And also mathematics, the how to do long division, et cetera, that was so that the child would be separate from the parent. There was to give no respect to the parent. That was the age where don't trust anybody over 30. And it was so that the school teacher would have more influence over the child than the parents would, and the parents would be unable to help the children. When you help the child, you gain respect. If you're unable to, you're a failure in the child's eyes.
And that's the whole purpose.
That was discussed in the 1920s in Bertrand
Russell's
schools.
Sure. And UNESCO, I mean, they've stated it over and over in their own documents that, you know, the purpose of education is to override parental authority. There's too much of a strong influence at home. They don't hide this. The NEA has talked about this in their journals.
There's been many books put out from the top people employed by the London royalty, and Bertrand Russell was one of them. He was one of the upper aristocrats.
Was he really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, very old family. He was born into it, and his family goes back for centuries and centuries in the same capacity as lords. And he was given experimental schools and the full right to do whatever he wished with the children back in the early 1920s.
Sounds like McKinsey there.
Yeah, and he was even encouraging pre-pubertal sex amongst them in the 1920s.
Well, there you go. That's what McKinsey did.
And what he said was, he says, if we can encourage them to have a complete obsession with sex before the age of puberty, the more partners we'll have, the less chance of bonding in a family unit they'll have down the road. Because at that time, he said, they wanted to separate all children from the parents. because the parents contaminated them with old ideas. These are the terms they used.
Sure.
And after experimentation, he says, no, he said, we've changed our mind. For one phase of it, he says, we can allow the parents to pay for the upbringing of the children. But if we can get the child at two, we can now, in kindergarten, scientifically indoctrinate them so that when they go home, the parents' input will be disregarded by the child. The scientific process was already complete back then.
Yeah, I've got articles from Psychology Today going back to the early 70s where they say that, you know, it is now possible just by saying a few certain words and using certain gestures to influence at least 60% of our audience toward our own ends that we have pre-designed, and we're not shy to utilize this technology.
No. And Beria gave a speech in 1934.
I tell you what, hold that thought. We get another break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Folks, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Alan Watt here as our guest. Yeah, just before the break there, you started to cite a quote.
Yeah, Beria gave a tremendous talk in the 1934 Comintern meeting in Russia, Soviet Russia. And Beria was the head of the NKVD, which became the KGB. And he said it used to take us 70 years of propaganda and indoctrination to alter a generation. 70 years, he says, but now, using the Pavlovian system, of indoctrination in school. He says we can update the ideas in children every 5 years, and he said it will increase as time goes on. So literally the child going into kindergarten today will be given his program for the and his curriculum for the next few years. The person who goes in a month later is given a little bit update to what he'll experience through his life. All early programming familiarizes you with certain ideas that seem quite natural when those things develop in society in your lifetime. So it's incremental adjustment, you might say, for every generation. It's a scientific process. Yeah.
I have a quote here from the journal Psychiatry. This is back in 1946. And it said, the reinterpretation and eventual eradication of the concept of right and wrong is the belated objective for charting changes in human behavior. Freedom from moralities means to be free from outmoded types of loyalties. Mm-hmm. This long-term objective.
Yeah, that was, again, they even wrote about that before the French Revolution, because the same system was already working its way in then.
The Illuminati.
Yeah, and the Illuminati are just the front names for the intelligentsia that are hired to go to write books for the people, really.
Right.
The front ones. And you'll find that with Voltaire and all these guys and Rousseau. They were all paid and trained, paid by the same sources, to start influencing society by putting out novels initially, because it's primarily through fiction that we are programmed, because our sensor department, the brain, is down. We don't put it up when we're being entertained. And so it's the greatest way to put new ideas, new ways of looking at something into your head, which then alter your usual reactions to a situation. That's an old technique which is well understood. So they've been doing this for a long time. It's a perfect science today. Even the music that's played for each generation is altered slightly for the next bunch to make sure that even that generation is going to be separate from the ones who are 5 or 3 years older than themselves.
Yeah, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because, yeah, there's always this generation gap going thing. I'm saying it now about rap. It's just junk, you know, for the most part.
At the bottom, you wrap it up. And, of course, the Masons hit the gavel on so does the judge, because it's Masonic court. He hits the gavel down on the square block, and that's the wrap. It's called the wrap. You wrap it up. Yeah.
Very interesting. And, of course, you just look at the young generation today. I mean, the total breakdown. There's no respect. You know, kids threaten their parents, you better let me go to see that movie tonight, or I'm going to call CPS. And, you know, the parents in fear of the kids.
Again, that was all figured out a long time ago. It's happened. It's here. And children who are deprived of authority figures have an exaggerated need for it, as every tyrant in history knows. And that's what the young communist party.
Yeah, and you can't even spank your kids, or they call it abuse. I'll tell you what, another break coming up. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
With recent internet